Blog Talk Radio.
Shout out to Adrian Adonis. Yeah. This ain't no video game. Yeah. This life will only give you 1 year. I swear, my brothers, we all locked up in a brutal scene.
Damn.
Fuck underground, I'm thunderbound. Damn. So point the arrow now. Damn. I built the pyramids and rose the sun, so call me Pharaoh now.
Rabbit
that's just some food for thought, so take it like a protein.
Yeah.
I live in places that's so anti-black and pro-green. Money
Damn.
Over Africans, but we ain't really Africans.
Damn.
Divide us like we fractions, so we won't reclaim our past again.
God
so tell your fucking pastor, Robin Master, take a class again.
Yeah.
Cause I'm gonna show these people there's no need for you to ask a man.
Nah.
Just get up on your knees and talk to God. Don't worry about your sin. I'm telling you the truth, my words, my bond, and I can vouch for him. This light up in the tunnel, can't you see it? Use your glasses, damn. I'm tired of all my people. See, that's niggas with no action plan. And I didn't choose to rap, he just fell into a backup plan. So
yeah.
Let go so he can show you how he's built a master plan.
Yeah.
I rise with the sun.
Even if you ain't the same, and treat your lady with respect, even if she hates your vein. It's easier to do the bad, I'm urging you to please refrain. Read about some righteousness or open up a business, man. If you don't really feel this, turn it off and toss it in the drain. Cause I ain't got no feelings for no sheep who's lost without his brain. Michael Brown, he left me with a frown, but he should've known better, man. When they looking for a reason to put a bullet in his letter, man. And don't you get the clue that all these people scared of all us? Cause we made it through that slavery by Rolexes and Rovers. And you can't hold us down, we hold the crown for majors before us. And though you play with money, we still know that you below us. Now look what you done did, I'm so mixed, I'm just mixed up. Cause I can see the point of every picture with these scriptures. If you never take a handout, you can never be a victim. So I don't participate inside these pretty little prisms. Money, military, college.
Let me mention, I do apologize about that, brothers and sisters. For some reason or other, my mic is not working or wasn't working. So I've been on the call, been talking for 2 minutes, but it wasn't recording. So that doesn't surprise me too much. Again, this happens all the time. This happens all the time. So thank you for calling back in, for disconnecting and for calling back in and disconnecting and calling back in. And thanks also for Miss Ruby over in the chat room. So I wouldn't have known anything if I hadn't looked at the chat and there's a guest in the chat room. So Miss Ruby, thank you very much for letting me know that there was no sound. And so I've been over here waxing eloquently, thinking that you guys could hear me. And then I checked in the chat room and I saw that there was a note from one of the listeners who advised me that there was no sound. So thank you very much, Miss Ruby. Let's go back to the beginning. All right, so this is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. Thank you, everybody, so much for joining me on today's show. We've got another powerful show scheduled for today, but today's show comes with a very severe warning. Again, that's what it's amazing how stuff like this happens. So you guys missed the entire 2 minutes warning that I gave. Basically, today's message is very dangerous. It's very dangerous today, specifically. I apologize. Sound issues happen, and for whatever reasons, these type of messages come with that, so I always check and try to make sure. So anytime you can't hear me, somebody please text me, email me, call me. Thank you, Sister Ruby, for letting me know that there was no sound. Today's message is what a lot of people are experiencing. This is exactly, what you should be doing with your life right now. So if there's anybody wondering, like, man, what should I be doing with my life? If there's anybody, like, in a particular place where you are uncomfortable, is the reason that you're uncomfortable is because you're getting comfortable. Now, let me start from the beginning. Brothers and sisters, I became somebody that I am not to get to some place that I should not. Let me say that again. Let's go through the four areas. I went to a job interview, and I read the description of the job, my last job that required me to go out and talk to homeless veterans and get them off the street. They needed a case manager to bring in. They needed preferably a veteran who could relate to a veteran, who was an older gentleman who wasn't afraid to go out and get on their hands and knees and crawl into these dark spaces, these under these bridges where these homeless people were. They required a degree in social work, although I got way more credits than for a doctorate, bachelor's, or an associate's degree. All my credits are in totally different areas. I have an honorary doctorate degree, and I have a doctorate degree from a non-accredited school in Italy. So I have case management experience. Long story short, I did not have all of the experience, even though I knew I could do the job. That's why I applied. So I became something that I wasn't to get a job. Now, what is my job? What's my purpose? What's my true self? My true self is I'm a didactic teacher. I'm not a case manager. I don't sit down and write case notes. Can I do that? Absolutely. But will I be fulfilled? Will I be happy? Will I be vibing? Will I be beaming? No. So I became something that I am not to get something or to get somewhere that I should not be going. That's ego-driven. That was something I want. Now, today's message is right now as I'm speaking to you, your ego has got you everything that you have in your life. So I need everybody to take an inventory right now of what you have in your life by looking around. Look at your car. Look at your house. Look at your mate. Look at your health. Everything that you've gotten because you became whatever you needed to be to get to that place. Now, I use bulldog tenacity to get everything in my life. Everything. So when I left and I did all the stuff, cheated on my wife, and all, she moved on, new guy, everything, I came back. She said, sorry, Chuck, moved on. Bulldog tenacity. I became something that I wasn't to get somebody that I shouldn't have because she already had somebody else. They were happy. I came back. I said, no, this is my wife. I made a mistake. My wife said, no, I don't think you made a mistake, Chucky, because everything that you was not willing to do, Jim Bob is doing it, and he's happily doing it. But you told me that you couldn't do these things, and now I got a man who can do these things. Now you're coming back, and all of a sudden you had a stroke of morality, and now you're telling me you can do this? Absolutely, I'm the man for the job. I don't know, because if you would have been the man for the job, you had an 8-year trial period, and in the 8 years that you've been here, you haven't been able to do the job. Now all of a sudden, bam, you can do the job. After I pulled the energy, after I pulled the plug, after I was really you pulled the plug, I just kind of, you know, was waiting for you to pull the plug, because I was going to pull the plug, but since you beat me to it, I'm good. I came back, roses, crying, dinner. Oh, man, I did everything. Bulldog tenacity. No, no, no. I kept getting no, 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 no. Why? Who was that? That was my flesh. That was my ego. My ego did all that. And I came on the show and said that that was me doing it. It was God doing it. Was that God or was that me? That was me. What does the Bible say? The Bible says this, that we, you and I, are led astray by devils and demons. And that's not what it says. What leads you astray? Now, the reason why this message is the most dangerous message that you will ever hear, because if you listen to today's message, you're going to lose your job. If you listen to today's message, your health is going to get a lot worse. If you listen to today's message, the little knowledge you do got is going to be gone. If you listen to today's message, your mate, The one that you barely hanging on, the one that you conned into believing that you're the guy or the girl, they're going to be gone. Now, today's message uncovers the ego. And when you uncover the ego, you activate the neo. Whenever you remove the ego, reptile brain, you activate the neocortex, the whole brain. If you do that, you are summing up every demon that is buried inside your soul. You're taking the cap off your spinal cord. And what you're doing, you are overriding the reptile brain and the paleo brain. Right now, as I'm speaking to you, your reptile brain and your paleo brain is running the show. But if you listen to me and if you implement what I'm saying, you think your life sucks now. Wait till you activate your neo brain and your neocortex and you see your self-worth. Let me tell you what, man, I don't even know if I can be real with you guys. Can I be real? I'm taking my socks off. Man, let me take my shoes off. We're gonna do one of them down-home country type messages today. I hope y'all are sitting down somewhere. Make sure you got a glass of water because you might need it. So the girl that I had an affair with, I thought, you know, let me check in and see how she's doing. But what motivated me to do that? They talked about it in the book of James. In fact, let's read. Let me look that up. What is it? What is it, Father? They say, we're led astray by the lust of our own flesh. I know that's, I think it's in James. What is it? I know it's, is it James or is it John? I'm going to have to look it up. I don't know. I don't remember what the verse is, but I know it's inside the Bible. I think it's 1 John. Let's go to 1 John. So 1 John 3 says, no one remains, he keeps him from sinning. No one continues to sin. He has him or her. Let little children, let no one deceive you. The one who practices righteousness is righteous, just as Christ is righteous. The one who practices sin is of the devil, because the devil has been sinning from the start. So, okay, yeah, we kind of know that already. But there's a scripture in the Bible that says that we are led astray by the lust of our own flesh. And it is this lust of our own flesh that activates the ego and deactivates the neo. So we are you, all of us really, and again, let me go back to my story. So you are led astray by the lust of your own flesh. There is no devils. There is no demons. So stop binding devils and demons and, you know, all of this stuff. Because, you know what it is in James? It's James 1. I was right. So James 1:13. When tempted, no one should say, God is tempting me. For God cannot be tempted by evil, nor does he tempt anyone. Verse 14, James 1:14. But each one is tempted when, by his own evil desires, he is lured away and enticed. Then after desire has been conceived, it gives birth to sin. And when sin is fully grown, it gives birth to death. Now, sin, we know, means hamantano. Hamantano in the Greek means living without your lot, without your share, without your destiny. So the only way that I can get outside and stop being a didactic teacher is when I'm in the ego. That's the only way. So back to my story. So I know, beyond a shadow of a doubt, first wife, probably wasn't the best choice or best decision, led astray by lust of my own flesh. Second wife, probably wasn't the best choice, best decision, led astray by lust of my own flesh. Right now, so you guys know, made a big mistake, went outside of my marriage, I shouldn't have done that. Came back in the process of restoring my relationship, my marriage, things are going, you know, pretty good. So I called, check in, and I was told this. You know I listen to your messages. Now, this is the person that I had the fling or the affair with. This person tells me, I applied your teachings. I now know my worth and my value. I ain't nobody's side chick. Click. That was the gist of the conversation. Now, I need you to understand what that means for me. Not only as somebody operated in the flesh, but also somebody who understands the power of the Word of God and universal spiritual law. Now, I met my current wife, and I invited her in on today's show. And I don't know, hopefully she's listening. I wanted her to actually do the show with me today. But she had some other things to do. Because when I met her, I told her this. Now, I can't believe, but remember where I was at, as I told before. We both was in places, our self-esteem was zero. That's no excuse, however, but I need you to understand why today's message is so important and what you should be doing today. So I met my current wife. When I first met her, my children was grown and gone. I had two left. One was a senior, the other was a sophomore. Her children was 3 and 4. I told her, I'm finished being a daddy. If you want a daddy, I ain't it. Her response, my children already have a daddy. You don't have to be a father figure for them. Now, does anybody see anything wrong with that? Now, I come into a relationship with somebody. I see that they, you know, they got little children. And I got the audacity and the balls to say, your children, they ain't got no value to me. Basically what I was saying. And then they have somebody agree to that statement. Do you see the flaw? And then I told her, I'm working on my online business. I'm writing books and stuff. So I'm not going to have a full-time traditional job. And she said, okay, no problem. I'll take care of all the bills while you work. You just put all your energy and your time into your business. Second mistake. Third mistake, I've already been to church. I was a licensed ordained minister for 10 years. Church is for people who are weak and can't think for themselves, and they need somebody to think for them. I know your mother and father are the pastor, and you go to church and blah, 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 but I ain't going. Well, could you come in once in a while, blah, blah, blah. So, okay, you know what? I'll meet you halfway. Special occasions, special events, I go. So she agreed to things neither one of us has never agreed to because neither one of us was authentic. Both of us was in our ego. Both of us was being led by our flesh. Both of us, well, let me just speak for myself. I can't speak for my ex-wife. My wife, she's not here. Maybe I'll do a show and she can come on and tell her side of the story. But let me make sure you understand what's going on, brothers and sisters. Let me make sure you understand, because same thing going on in my life is the same shizness that's going on in your life. Now, it may not be in the form of a relationship. It could be in the form of your job. Maybe you went on your job, and you got your job, and you're doing great on your job, but you don't like your job. And you lied to get that job. Now, you didn't really lie. You became something that you are not in order to get something that you should not have. And so now I'm telling you to stop being that guy. So hold up, what happens if I stop being the guy that I was when I got the job and start being the guy that I really am? Now, if my job requires me, now, this is actually what happened when I became a police officer. I'm a nice guy. I ain't like cuffing people, slamming them on the car of my hood. I didn't like punching people when they were down. I didn't like doing illegal stuff. Now, I don't know if y'all know that if you ever want to see a criminal, go to the police department. Now, my brother's a cop. My uncle's a cop. I was a cop. My whole family, and a lot of people in my family's cops. Now, the reason I stopped being a cop, because I couldn't do that. I couldn't, like they say, absolute power corrupts absolutely. They gave me a badge and a gun. I could do anything I want. I get any female I want. Too much, I didn't want that power. I know me. I know. My dark behind would have been in prison. So it didn't take me, it took me about a year to figure out that, you can take your badge and gun back. Now, for some people, it takes them a little longer. And then they end up doing some very, very cray-cray stuff. Because, again, absolute power corrupts absolutely. So I knew that was not the kind of work for me because it required me to do something that's not a part of my core natural state. And more importantly, I liked it. I liked put on my uniform, going into a grocery store and getting everything for free. I like not having to sit at no traffic light. I can just turn on my siren and the cars will move out of the way and I just drive through. And we're only supposed to use them when we're doing code three. And we're going to a car, but I use mine whenever I just want to get home faster. I liked the fact that women like men that's in a uniform. And pretty much when a woman is in a kind of a bad situation, you got a badge and a gun, they'll pretty much do anything you say. So if I tell a girl, you know, hey, I'm going to pull you over, but you know what, you were speeding, but I get off at 8. So if you meet me over here at 8 o'clock, you know, I'm just going to take you out of the movie, grab you a bite to eat. More than likely, they're going to say, okay, I knew that because I did it. So I liked it too much. I knew that that job fed my ego. So there's many people, you are in jobs that feed your ego. You're doing something nutritionally or health-wise that feeds your ego, not your body. You're doing something that feeds your ego, not your brain. You're doing something that's feeding your little head, not your big head, in the area of relationship. So you with this girl, she fine as a movie. She banging. She got all the right curves in all the right places. Dumb as a box of rocks, but she fine. And that's why you with her. Ego. So I'm telling you that you need to destroy that guy or that girl. Now, what happens if all of a sudden you take what I'm telling you today, you go home to your significant other, and you sit down and you say, honey, I need to be honest with you. I really don't like the way that you pee all over the toilet seat and you don't wipe it off. I really don't like the way I've been putting it away. And know what he or she going to say? But we've been married for how long now? Now all of a sudden you got a problem with the way I do something? Why come you know? Why are you just saying something now? Because now I want to be authentic. Now I want to destroy my ego and I want to restore my neo. Now I want to be the person that God has designed and gifted me to be. Now I want to fall in love with myself. Now I want to be who I am. I don't want to have to be fake anymore. I am tired of being fake. I'm tired of being an actor in a play. There are no shortcuts, brothers and sisters. I've tried them all. In the areas of wealth, health, wisdom, and religion, there are no shortcuts. You know what you have to do? You have to do the work. You got to do exactly what we're doing with the 25 people in 2017 that I'm doing. That's part of my Clarinomics program. What are we doing? We are identifying the psychological barriers, which are these that I'm talking to you about right now. So the biggest psychological barrier is your flesh. It's your ego. It's the lust of the flesh. You are led astray by the lust of your flesh. Now, the Bible talks about the pride of life, the cares of this world. Those are the things that lead us astray. Now, on a deeper, more specific level, on an individual level, that's the global level when we're talking about being enticed by our own evil desires, and we are being lured away. That's great. That happens to everybody. But I need to go a little bit deeper with you, brothers and sisters. I need you to do something for me today, especially if you're part of my program, the Clarinomics. Everybody that's a member of my program, I need you to tell me who you are, because I don't know. Let's go back to the beginning, and I need you to write down on a piece of paper who you think you are. And I need you to email me at masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. If you can do it today, that'd be great. If not, we'll talk about it more during the week. But I need everybody that's a part of the 25 in 2017, everybody that's a part of my program, part of the Clarinomics Temple Building DNA Blueprint for Success program. See, how in the world can you be yourself and you don't even know? Now, you want to be in a relationship. Now, you're in a relationship, but the relationship may be going not that great, especially if you're a man. Men? If you're a man, the Bible says that the woman is our helpmate. So the woman is sent to us to help us. So the woman comes, she says, honey, you need some help? Yes, honey, I need you to help me be and do, hang on a minute, let me get back with you. So you need to tell me you're a man and you got a wife or a girlfriend or a significant other and they're put up alongside of you. They're your helpmate. But see, women are automatically programmed for success. So if you ain't got nothing for them to do, they're going to find something else for them to do, and they're going to outshine you. Women are just naturally go-getters. Men, we're a little slow. So men, your job is to have a plan for your wife to come along and support you. But if you don't got no plan, or you got a plan, you explain it to your wife, and your wife say, yeah, I don't like your plan. And you marry her anyway. And what does the Bible say? How can two walk together unless they agree? Now, I've been teaching this for a long time. I know this, and I took that verse of scripture out when I got married, and I said, we ain't got to walk together, and we ain't got to agree. We're going to make it okay for us to disagree and not walk together, and we still going to be successful. Now, I'm a bad dude. Don't get me wrong, I'm a bad dude, but unfortunately, I'm just not qualified to go up against universal spiritual law. I don't give a damn how much willpower I got. I don't care how diligent I am. I don't care what type of a concrete decision that I make. That core imprint is a problem. The core imprint that says, bump the universe. That's a psychological problem that's inside of me for me to say with bulldog tenacity, bring it on, universe. That's like me going on top of a building and say, I'm going to jump off. Gravity is not going to affect me. Now, how many of you think I would be successful denying gravity with no apparatus? That's what I've been doing. So I'm wondering why things are not moving faster. And then we've been doing really good. Me and my wife are actually doing really good. Now, I'm not saying this just to be picking on my wife. You know, same thing wealth-wise. What about exercise-wise? Let's look at that. So I do these crash diets. I drop 30 pounds. And then I go right back to eating Krispy Kreme donuts, Taco Bell, Popeyes, Church's Chicken, McDonald's. Knowing what I know now, knowing that half that stuff is, you know, carcinogenic, knowing that this spongy chicken, it ain't real no more, everything that I know and teach, I know how to flush out my system. So I'll go and I give me some watermelon, I give me some lemon water, and for 30 days I'll flush all of that crap out. I reset my biological clock, and then I'm back, boom, drop 30, 40 pounds. Get my little six-pack back. I'm looking good. Yeah, rocking it. Then go right back to eating Krispy Kreme donuts. Why? Psychological barrier. There's a core imprint. What is that core imprint? Lack of knowledge. Now, I know it, but you need to tell me, if everybody knows that rat poison, you would not give that to your children. Anybody listening to the show that would give their child rat poison, would you eat it? If I said, this is rat poison, I need you to eat it. Just a little bit at a time. It's going to kill you slowly. You won't die quickly. Don't just eat a little bit of it. And every day, I give you a little rat poison until 5 years from now, you know, you like croak. Would you volunteer for that program? I don't think so. But yet, that's what I do when I go out and I eat, you know, when I eat white sugar. I know that crap will kill you. I teach the class. I've done the research. So why do I still do it? Because I don't know. It is impossible to know and not apply. That's how you know that somebody don't know what they're talking about, when they tell you something and then they violate it. So I sit on this show and I tell you I got self-worth. But if I got self-worth and I knowingly violate things or allow things to violate my self-worth, I don't have self-worth. That's why I'm doing the show. That's why I'm picking 25 and 2017. Because not only am I getting over the hurdle, I'm going to make sure that everybody that's with me is getting over the hurdle. How are we going to get over the hurdle? The way we're going to get over the hurdle is by every day we are going to do things. That's why I'm doing the show on Sunday. And if I can do a show every day I'm going to tell you something that will help maintain your mindset. Because faith coming to the person that you are being right now is not you. So we got to find you. How can you be you and you don't know you? Now, I do counseling all the time, and it's amazing to me because everybody, myself included, I'm sitting over here, as I've been talking, I've said a lot of stuff about my wife, but I ain't said nothing about me. I said a little bit, but I should be talking about me. So, whenever you are talking, whenever you are addressing, whenever you are correcting, whenever you're doing anything in your life and somebody else's name come up, that's your psychological barrier. Anytime I ask you those seven why questions and you answer them, and I say, well, the reason that is, well, other than when, from your childhood, if you are an adult and you tell me, I ask you, why are you doing this? And you tell me because the white man won't give me no opportunities in life. And that's how you know that's your ego. That's your false self, because it always shifts the blame. So if I ask you, and I've sent out the worksheet, everybody already has it. I emailed. If you don't have the worksheet, please check your email. Everybody support the Clarinomics program. Go through those four questions. Why am I not wealthy? And the answer should be, I am not wealthy because. And then question number two answers question number one, until you do that seven times. So if I say, why are you not wealthy? Well, I am not wealthy because I spent a lot of time getting positive words and positive attention from women. Why do you need positive attention and positive words from women? That answers question number one. Well, I needed positive words because that makes me feel good. Question number three. Well, why does flirting make you feel good? Well, I was ignored when I was a kid. I didn't get a lot of attention. And so getting the attention of the opposite sex and getting the attention, going on Facebook and making a post, having people say, Brother Will, that was a profound statement, brother. Man, I'm in heaven. I'm like, woo, that's like gold. So why is getting outside attention so relevant for me? Because I didn't get it as a kid. So why didn't I get it as a kid? Well, there was 13 of us in my family, and that was one parent. My mom was stressed out. She didn't have enough time to give off all the attention that we needed. Well, why was that attention that you didn't get from your mom, why was that so important to you? Because that helps to establish my self-worth, my value. It helped give me my identity. Bam. That's the core imprint. That's why I do what I do. That is why I will cross land and sea to get a positive comment. Just like the Bible says in Matthew 23. And then I make that person who gave that comment tenfold more a candidate of hell than they were before. What does that mean? Because I am empowering the flesh in the person and not the spirit. I am empowering their ego. Now, they don't know it, but I know it, because I've been doing this for a long time. So I know if I give somebody poison, it's not going to help them grow. If I give somebody my ego and I don't give them my neo, I'm giving them poison. But they don't know it. They think that they are getting rhema knowledge. That's why this is so important. That's why you can't just listen to any guru. That's why you got to find somebody who's done the work in themselves. They didn't read about it. They didn't freaking take no class. They didn't go to no damn Tony Robbins concert. They sat in a chair, and they figured out, why do I do what I do? Why? And they kept asking God. They kept asking themselves. They kept asking a rock. They kept asking the TV. They kept asking YouTube. They kept at it. They didn't quit. They didn't look for no shortcut. Now, I can take a shortcut right now. I did it before. I've taken shortcuts and said, hey, I had a work problem. I go borrow money from somebody. Now, if I got a world problem, I create money. I don't go borrow it. I figure it out. I sit in the chair until I figure it out. And it's either figure it out or death. That's what you should be doing right now. Right now, you should be sitting in a chair, and you should make up in your mind, I'm going to be the man today. I ain't running no more. I ain't running from no, it's just like old boy in the Matrix. You got to get it dissolved. You've been running from agents all your life. You've been running. And running and running. Every time you got a financial problem, you go borrow some money. Every time you got a health problem, you go see the doctor. Every time you got a wisdom problem, you go call the Reverend Dr. Bishop. Every time you got a relationship problem, you go back to your ex, or you call somebody that you know is desperate or thirsty, and you ride by in your nice car through the hood, and you go dumpster diving, and you find somebody that's not on your level. You ain't gonna talk to no female that got no brain, because you know that they're gonna see through you like butter. They're gonna see you fake. They're gonna see you phony. You ain't gonna go talk to no real woman. No, you gonna find somebody that you can nurture, that you can take care of, that you can coddle. You can take them to McDonald's and they be happy. Get you a real woman, brother. Get you a real woman that require you to be a real man. Then what happens? Oh yeah. Ego pops up, because that ego knows you ain't no real man. I'm talking to myself, by the way. I'm not talking to nobody personally. I'm talking to myself. So the day I told myself, no, Negro, you ain't running. Been running all my life. So I'm telling you today, somebody listen to the show, you need to stop running. You need to stop taking these excursions. I don't know what your excursion is. I don't know what it is that allows you to, again, practice escapism and allows you to escape the fact that you are not oscillating and vibrating in your neocortex. That means that you ain't a man. You're not a woman. What does that mean? That means you're not being authentic. So I need everybody that's a part of my group to be authentic. How do you be authentic? By realizing that who you are right now is not the real you. You became that person to get to the place that you are today. Now, where you are today, that's great. That is awesome. God bless you. You have done, pat yourself on the back. Now, let's not get it twisted. What I'm telling you, when you master this, guess what? That becomes your new box. 6 months to a year from now, you got to do it all over again. You go from glory to glory to glory. You don't stop. Some people get to a level and stop. Now, where I'm at right now, I could stop. I could stop. Right now, I could stop. And I would be, you know, okay. I wouldn't be happy, but I'd be okay. My wife asks me all the time, because she can say, honey, are you okay? She said, and every once in a while, she'll ask me, babe, are you happy? And I'll say, what do you mean, babe? Are you happy in our relationship? And I just, like, how the hell does she know? Now, my wife is a master teacher, she's a master builder, 22. She got old blood. She got sixth sense. She's a sharp tool. She ain't no, you know, fly by night. My wife is the real deal. In fact, everything I've done, she knew in advance. If nothing I told her was a surprise. Guarantee she'd come home tonight and she'll say, hey, babe, we need to talk. She already knows. Everything, I remember one time she had a dream. She said, yeah, I had a dream that you was having sex with another woman. Like, what the? How did she know? My wife ain't stupid. Neither are you. So your mate is doing stuff and you know, but you ain't. For the sake of the relationship, like my wife, you don't say nothing. You don't push it. You know your man cheating or your husband, blah, blah, blah. Call him to the freaking carpet. And don't sweep it under the rug. Because you are enabling their behavior. Your man always borrowing money from you every time you go out to eat. You know, you got to pay for everything. That food, and he ain't got no job, he ain't got none of this. Call him on, hey, honey, you know, we go out to eat, you know, this, that, and the other. And I always pay. Or, you know, hey, honey, I'm paying all the bills here. And guess what? I need some help. Man and woman. And you got to discuss it. But see, me and my wife, we don't discuss things because on a deeper level. Now we do, and we get to the place where I heard one of my clients say something that blew my mind, because I had said those same words, and my wife had said those same words in a different subject. I had a client tell me after a person told them everything, came clean, the client says, what am I supposed to do with that? Now, that is a very good statement. That's not a bad statement. Let me make sure you understand. That is a great statement. Because that statement shows you your psychological barrier, which is, I don't want to make a decision. I want you to do it for me. Now, see, this is what I do. I create an environment that forces the other person to make a decision because I ain't got the cojones to make the decision. That's basically what this client was telling me. Now, that's not bad. That's the reverse psychology stuff. However, the other person may not step up to the plate and make the decision for you. Then what you do? So I serve the ball. Tick. We playing tennis. Ball's in your court. And you're waiting for me to serve the ball. Well, I already served. You need to hit the ball back. And you're saying, well, I don't want to hit the ball back. Bam. That's your core imprint. Why don't you want to hit the ball back? I don't want to hurt the other person. Why don't you want to hurt the other person? Because that person's a nice person. Well, aren't you a nice person too? So what you're telling me is it's okay for you not to hurt the other person while you hurting yourself. So you're not going to give the other person the poison, but you're going to take it. Now, that is not neo-thinking. That's not your brain. That's not reasonable and logical. Now, let me talk about myself. I'm talking about everybody else, and I'm talking about other class. This is why you cannot be this person no more. Brother Will, talking to myself, and somebody else, it may apply to you. So you guys know my first ex-wife, full-time job, making, I want to say, last time I talked to him, I think she said she make like, you know, $17-$18 an hour. You know, it ain't no big money, but you know, it ain't peanuts. And she works part time at a bar, bartending, because they get paid cash. Some nights she says she come home with like $200. Again, ain't big money, but it's not bad. So how the hell are you homeless? So me now, she's been homeless for a couple of months. My daughter been living with me for 6 months, who used to live with her. So I go out and I'm like, okay, you know, I'm doing pretty good online. Things are going great in my life. You know what? Kids are telling me that they worried about their mama. You know, something could happen to her while she's sleeping in the car. Why is she homeless? Got two jobs. Is that a concern of mine? But, I, you know, hey, you know, me, got that S on my forehead, and I put that my cape up on because I'm Captain Saber Blank. So I go in there, pay for everything. First of all, she didn't even look for the place. She said, she didn't have time. What? So you're homeless, but you ain't got time to find your own self a place to stay. But me, you know, I'm going to go save the day. So I did. Moved her in yesterday. And while I was moving in, it was like I saw a bunch of little devils, little imps. It's like I almost could visually see them. They were just laughing. They were laughing their ass off. Look at this idiot. I'm packing boxes all day yesterday, nonstop, all day, like a Hebrew slave. Me and my son out there packing boxes. She's sitting down smoking a cigarette while I'm packing boxes. And my daughter and my oldest son, BJ, we out there packing boxes. Now, does that make sense to you? Why did I do that? Why did I spend $3,000-$4,000 and I could have put that $3,000-$4,000 in into my business or to get my own self somewhere to stay? But instead, I'm going to go pay to get somebody else. Do you see how the ego works? The ego will always make you self-sabotage yourself at the expense of someone else. Now, some people would look at that and they would say, man, that's great, Brother Will. Man loves your mother's children. Man, you should be. You know what? That should be the... Oh, man. Oh, hell no. But again, who am I being and why? Notice what I did. The whole time I was talking, you should have been asking, why you do that, Brother Will? Now, remember, I'm a six. What do sixes do? I told you guys, now this is like the third or fourth show that I bought this, or I've been saying this. I'm going to leave it alone after this. But this was a good lesson for me. And that's kind of why I did it. I was like, you know what? I need to drag my ass through the mud one more time so I can just start my mouth. This was the last freaking time this would ever happen in my life. Mark my words. I guarantee you from the day forward, everything I'm doing is for me, myself, and I. And my children. Why? Because I got a responsibility to them. I don't have a responsibility to my ex-wife, who has this grown woman and got two jobs. That is not my responsibility. Now, I'm sorry if you go through bad times, this and another, but that's not my responsibility. I am not God. Why am I trying to be God to everybody? That's a trick of the devil. It spreads my resources too thin. So now I'm $4,000 get gone that I could have been used for my freaking self and for my business. So all the money that was paid to me, all the resources I got, is gone. And I told you guys the same thing that happened to you, because I know one client in particular who I told him what the cost of the program is. He got the money, but guess what? He didn't spend the money on the program. He had to spend the money. She had to spend the money on something else. I did the exact same thing. But I'm telling my client, oh, man, why'd you do that, dude? You could spend the $5,000 and invest it in my program and be a part of changing life. And then I go out and I get money and I do the same thing. Blow it. We all, brothers and sisters, none of us are perfect, but the point of all of this is to learn. Are you examining your life? Are you going through everything that happened into your life? And are you really, really taking the time? Most of my clients, not most, just a few of the clients, y'all are too busy for this program. Y'all need to slow y'all ass down. You mean to tell me you're going to pay somebody $5,000 and you ain't even got time to listen to the shows? You ain't got time to respond to the emails and the questions? There's only two clients that I send an email, I get a response back the next day or within an hour. Everybody else is like, I told you guys, I ain't babysitting, man. Y'all pay me $5,000. So if $5,000 is not enough of inertia or not enough of a motivation for you to be a part, the program works, guaranteed to work. Guaranteed. This program is guaranteed to find every demon you got buried, positioned in your life. We're going to pull them out, and then you're going to feel what I'm feeling today. That is, squat or get off the pot. That's, you're going to have that feeling. And it's not a good feeling. As I posted on my Facebook page the other day, when reality shows up and you uncover your core imprint, when you uncover your psychological barrier, your ego, your limiting beliefs, your negative habit pattern, when you are staring at your fear in the face, what are you going to do? You're in a fight of your life. Unfortunately, you probably are going to do what I did. You're not going to do nothing. Now, y'all got to remember, I've been on this journey a lot longer than you guys. This is my first rodeo. So I've been going from glory to glory to glory to glory, from one box to another box to another box. Now, I've been in the $60,000 to $80,000 box. Now, I got out of that box. Now, I'm going to the $120,000, $150,000 box. So I don't care what box. Maybe you're making $20,000 a year. Maybe you're making $30,000. Now, from a wealth perspective, whatever amount of money that you are making, you want to transcend that. You want to go to the next level. How do you go to the next level? You have to be a next level person. So you got to do what I did. I started hanging out with people who were making $120,000, $150,000, and more. And you know what they did? All of them would choose their career over their mate. Let me say that again. I don't know if y'all understand that. All of them told me, but most of them already made that choice before they got their mate, because they knew they was willing to do whatever it takes, willing, they said you have to, but said they was willing to do whatever it takes to activate their success mechanism. See, when things become crystal clear in your brain, your success mechanism, your life-sustaining pattern, automatically kicks in, and it pulls everything that you need to succeed in that area, because now you are activated your true authentic self, so your spirit, your soul connects you with your source. So now your mind, your will, your emotion, your imagination, and intellect kick in if you know who you are. But let's say you're just an actor in a play. Then your core imprint, your fear mechanism, your negative habit pattern is going to kick in, and it's going to stop you in your tracks, and it's not going to allow you to identify with your true authentic self. That's what's happening to somebody right now. Right now I'm talking to you, and you're not feeling what I'm saying. What does that mean? That means I'm telling you something that is actually activating your core belief system. Now, your core belief system, like I joke around with Brother Jasper, I'll tell him, Brother Jay Welp, and because he said, you know, hey, brother, so you're going to do all of this great stuff with just words, huh, brother? And we talk about that almost every time we have our one-on-one, because my whole life is just based upon words. Everything I do, I just use words. I cast out demons. I make money. I lose weight. Everything starts with a word in my brain. And then I create that mental picture in my head. Once I get that mental picture, it activates my emotion. That activates my willpower. And that gives me that intellect. It tells me exactly what I need to do to get to the next level. Automatically, it works like clockwork. That's my success mechanism. But I also have a failure mechanism. So my success mechanism tells me that you became somebody that you should not become in order to get into a relationship that I'm not saying that you shouldn't have the relationship. I'm just saying, like, right now, like, my wife is probably is one of the greatest women I've ever met. So we got to just sit down and talk, just communicate. It's not like the marriage is over. It's not like he can't be saved. It's not the relationship. No, we just sit down as two adults and we talk. And I say, honey, I don't like doing this. And you say, and I say, honey, this is who I really am. And she's going to say, wow, so that's the real you? So how can you tell me? I'm going to say, well, I didn't tell you because I thought you would leave me. I was afraid to be transparent because I was afraid to be alone. And fear made me be somebody that I'm not. And so now I got to be honest and transparent. Say, honey, that's not me. That guy that you married 8 years ago, he was fake. He was phony. This is me. This is who I am. This is the way God designed and wired me. So you either accept me for who I am, or my black ass is gone. That is what you have to do now, brothers and sisters. And if you don't deal with your core and love yourself, I don't care what nobody says about you. If you end up alone by yourself, it's better to be alone, broke, busted, and disgusted, to be in an environment where you just tolerate it and accept it. You're not loved and elevated. Why do you settle and allow somebody to treat you like well done? And you empower them to do it because you don't stand up and say, this is me. See who I am, man. Can you see me? Can you see me? Are you too busy watching TV? You can see everybody else, but you can't see me, and I'm standing right in front of you. Everybody that's listening to this call, there's a reason that you're on this call today. And God sees you. You are worth more than you have settled for. Don't allow nobody, myself, or anybody to freaking disrespect you ever in life. Allowing yourself and putting yourself in bad situations. Stop taking these freaking excursions and going off places where you can be alone. You need to interact there with somebody who sees your worth and sees your value and sees you for who you are. And they're not trying to change you. They just want to accept you. There is somebody waiting. If it's not my wife, then there's somebody else. And just like me, I can't expect my wife to change. My wife is who she is. She told me that when I met her. I go to church. I love my mother and my father. I love my family. I love my two little children, and they need a father. It was wrong to ask her to freaking change. That was wrong. I should have never, ever, ever asked a mother to allow their children to grow up without a father. If I'm the man in this house, I'm what they see. So for me to say I don't want to be a father was wrong. And I got to ask my wife for forgiveness, and I got to ask those children and tell them that I'm sorry for not being an example of what a freaking father should be, because I was too lazy. Felt like it wasn't. If I did not want to be that them children's father, I should not have been here. That is how two people walk together. But I was too afraid. So I don't know what your core belief is, brother. And I don't know what your core belief is, sister. But you got one. And when you find it, you're going to feel just like me. Because it's going to bring up all of those emotions from your past. All your fears, and you got to deal with it, brother. Don't run, but freaking accept it and deal with it. I was afraid to be alone because I've been alone all my life, so I would have freaking married anybody who gave me attention, and that's what I did. But I am not afraid anymore. I'm not afraid to be alone anymore. So if I end up alone, it's okay. And you got to make it okay for you to be alone. You got to make it okay because you are valuable. You are in a situation and you're allowing people to disrespect you on your job. You're allowing people to disrespect you in your relationship because you are afraid of whatever it is, I don't know. But whatever it is, you got to deal with it. Don't sweep it under the rug. When it comes out, deal with it. How do you deal with it, brothers? How do you deal with it? You deal with it by being honest with yourself, by being authentic to yourself, by being loving to yourself, by creating a loving environment with yourself. It is not my wife's responsibility. My wife did not cause my pain. It's not her children. Her children should not have to pay the price for my ignorance. But they have been. That's not fair to them. It's not fair to her mother and to her father. It's not fair to her family members. And more importantly, it is not fair to my wife. It is not fair. And there is no way I could call myself a master teacher. There is no way I can lead anybody to nowhere I have not been. That is why I have no problem. I'm sorry for crying and getting all emotional, man, but I have no problem being real and transparent with y'all, man. I have no problem with it. You can call me a wuss, you can call me whatever. But I am not dealing with these demons and these devils no more. The enemy that I see standing before me today, I will see him no longer because I'm dealing with it. That's what you should be doing. You shouldn't be watching TV. Shouldn't be freaking going, no movies. Can you do all that? Sure. But you need to spend time with yourself, talking to yourself, doing the work in yourself that pulls out the ego and then challenging your ego and destroying that ego and replacing your ego with your neo. My neo brain, my reason and logic tell me it is not reasonable and logical for you to be doing what you are doing. That's not reasonable and that's not logical. It's not reasonable and logical for a man that's in his mid-50s to be in a position where he cannot stand on his own two feet. That's not reasonable and not logical. So I'm not asking, I ain't looking for no freaking handouts. I'm going to create my wealth by offering my gift to the world in the form of a product, service, or information that benefits others more than it benefits me. That is why I'm doing this show. If you are serious about doing the work in yourself that I'm doing in myself and that I'm challenging all of the members that's already a part, I don't have my 25 yet, but I'm not worried about it because they're coming. Why? Because I got an image in my head. I got a belief. I got a knowing. And I'm putting my heart and my soul into who I am. And I'm willing to die for it because I know it works, because I'm changing my life and I'm setting myself free. I'm setting my wife free to be herself. I'm setting my children free to be themselves. Had an opportunity to talk with my son for the first time and connect with my son. And I learned that from my current wife because she right now, she's with her family. I abandoned it for her family. She didn't ask me to do that. I did it. Why? Why was it so easy for me to turn my back on my own children? Why? Because when I was a kid, my father turned his back on me. My father would see me in a grocery store when I was 13, and while I would speak, and he would walk past me like I was dead. While I was inside the grocery store stealing to get something to eat, he was in the grocery store buying food for his new family. So the same shit my father did to me, I did that to my children. And I got to deal with that, brother. And I got to deal with that, sister. And I'm dealing with it right now. And I'm going back and I'm going to get my children because the curse stops here. My son will not disrespect and leave his children because he's seen me do that, because I'm going back and I'm going to be a father to my son. and I'm going to be a grandfather to my grandchildren. I don't care what my father did. The curse stops with me. And I'm challenging you. That's why I said today's show is dangerous, man. This is a dangerous show. Because you need to put up, man, or you need to get off the line. Because this show requires you to look at yourself in the mirror. It's easy to blame somebody else for your relationship. I can sit on this show and talk about it. It ain't my wife's fault. It's my fault. I'm twice her age. I know better. I know better. I knew what I was doing. And it's my fault. I hold myself accountable, and I hold myself responsible. Because I teach this stuff every day. And so now I got to practice it. And I got to make sure that I go back and I repair the damage. Because I am no longer leaving damaged goods behind. I'm no longer hurting any more people. I am only helping people. I'm only healing people, encouraging and uplifting and inspiring and influencing and changing people. So, brothers and sisters, in closing, make sure that you take out a piece of paper and you do your life optimization chart. That means you take your four circles, I mean your four numbers, and you write that circle. Anybody in the group, if you need help with the life optimization, that will tell you exactly who you should be. And you need to identify who you are. And you need to write down, Brother Will, this is who I am. In the area of wealth, I am, and you write down what you are. In the area of health, I am. You write down, I am 6 feet, 210 pounds. I have great blood pressure because I exercise and I eat right. And I watch my, you know, what goes in my ears. And I maintain a nice, healthy environment. Tell me who you are and how you're doing it. And then in the area of wisdom, you need to write down, I am wise. I know the truth because I study. I read the Bible. I read esoteric texts. I research. I do this. I look up definitions. Whatever you do to be. Then in the area of relationships, Brother Will, this is who I am in the area of relationship. Whether you are there right now or not is irrelevant. I need you to write down who you are authentically. That means if I look in the mirror, if I look at myself, if I look at myself, and I'm not talking about where I am right now. I'm not talking about where I want to go. I'm talking about who I am designed. Who did God design me to be? Well, all my numbers are 3s, 6s, and 9s. So that tells me who I am. So I need to fall in love with that guy and stop trying to change him. So I'm creative. So I'm going to look for an alternate method to do stuff. So if everybody else goes to the bank and buy their car, I'm going to probably buy mine a different way, as I've done. Everybody else goes to the bank and buy their house, I'm going to probably do mine all-inclusive trust deed, non-owner financing, as I've done. Everybody else meet their wife this way, I'm creative. So, I mean, everybody else does, they do this on Valentine's Day, I'm a 3, I'm going to do something different. So I can't feel bad if I don't follow the road, if I don't follow the road most traveled, because I'm a 3. I'm very creative. And then I'm a 6. So I use love and compassion. So I got to accept that. That's why I don't work in the prison system. So the kiss of death for me is to work in an environment where I am not being able to express love and compassion. If I do that, I am not allowing myself to be me. So if I'm a 6 and I express myself through love and through compassion, what I am doing right now, I put my heart and my soul into it. That is why this is my niche, because it allows me to express my true self. Then I'm a 9. I'm a gentleman. I'm a nobleman. I'm a royal priest. So I got to do something where I'm in a position of royalty, where I'm a position of leadership. I'm not a follower, so I can't go to your church, man. I'm sorry. I can't sit on your pew, brother. I'm sorry. I can't sit in the background and watch you lead. I'm a leader. I'm going to lead. Because I'm a 9. I'm not a follower. I'm a freaking leader. So don't ask me to come over there and sit behind you and support your dream. I got my own. So what are you, brother? What are you, sister? Can you take your four numbers and can you tell me who you are? You need to write that down, and I need to know who I'm dealing with, who I'm talking to. Mano y mano, man to man, woman to woman to woman. I'm going to respect you. And you're going to respect me. And we're going to grow in God together. And we're going to go from glory to glory to glory. And these demons and these devils that we see today, we ain't going to see them suckers no more. Brothers and sisters, I love you with the love of Christ. And again, I do apologize for getting emotional. That is never my intent. But I don't know, man. I just crossed another threshold today. I thank God for you. I'm grateful and I'm honored that you took the time out on Sunday afternoon to spend it with me. My brothers and my sisters, may the big G, Yahuwah, bless you through the little G, Yahushua, and the Ruach, the Pneuma, the Holy Spirit, set of part one, super consciousness, whatever ether, whatever term or phrase you want to use, that will lead you and guide you. It never, ever manipulates, controls, or pushes you. It leads and guides you into all truth. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will, there's no doubt about it, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
Y'all need to wake up now, but no, this ain't a pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still on the scene. After I murdered and flee, reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. That's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal or circle MCs, firmly a virtue, bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. You kettle corn or something to pop. You still dreaming, pass a message if you run in the park. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people, it's like I let the sample sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe your inception, Leonardo speak to you. DiCaprio tell you that you nice, snap out the actor, yo. You go with us to get out of that shell like pistachios. So quit dreaming. Quit dreaming. 1-2-1-2. Some dreams they dream, some dreams come true. A 1-2-1-2. Some dreams they dream, some dreams come true. You just, it's just, I see.
Yeah. Rate it all, hit it all.